The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 6048. This is Brooklyn. Havasig v'chosid, ish yirei likim nechbad v'noim, harosh sheyichya. Harosh stands for Eliyahu Shaklikovsky of Petach Tikva. We've had other letters to him before, but it's interesting. Here, his last name is included because Rosh means the head. So it's very interesting how the Rebbe addresses him. The head, Sheyichya, Rosh, Elio Shaklikovsky.
This Rebbe, Ram Yitzchok Shaklikovsky, that was his father, I guess. This was Eliyahu's father. And it looked like as a gabbai of the Beis Knesset Chabad. He was involved. He's also, he was a lot involved. The previous letter we read about from him to the Rebbe, he was writing to the Rebbe about having a difficulty getting a minyan together and asking the Rebbe. So he was one of the Gaboyim in Petach Tikva over there. So the Rebbe says, he used to report to the Rebbe regularly. So the Rebbe says, I have received your letter with the good news in a timely way about the Fabrengen in the shul and the Beis Medrash in the study hall, that you are one of the heads over there. The celebration of this clear day of Yutes Kislev, which is Rosh Hashanah for the study of Hasidus and for the ways of Hasidus. And the Rebbe says to him this famous wording. As the Rebbe points out many times, this way we call it Rosh Hashanah, not Techila, not the beginning. The Rosh is more than the beginning, but the head means that it includes and it draws down energy to all the limbs. What are the limbs of the year? The days of the year, which means the energy you get on that one day of Yutes Kislev, you draw it down to the rest of the limbs, to the rest of the days of the year. So the Rebbe therefore prays that all of the days of the year that are coming to us for the good and for the blessing, there should be added more energy, more vitality, more light in all areas of the shul and the study hall, that it should be fitting to the name. What's the name? Beis HaKnesses Chabad. That's a Chabad shul, fully fitting that name, meaning everything in the shul and the success and what's going on over there is on the right way, so it's called rightfully so Chabad shul. And the effort of all those that work towards it and those who are occupying themselves and those who are heading it. The Rebbe says their privilege has been articulated many places. But the Rebbe says we don't have to go far. There is a very clear, full verse. A very clear verse. And the verse is in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. The verse says of there, Umatzdikei harabim kekeichovim la'olam vod. Those who provide for the many, give them righteousness, providing the shul, the Rebbe interprets that as, or anything that involves in helping other, matzdikei harabim, to make the many in a righteous way, are kikrichovim loylavo, they're like the stars, the verse says, they're eternal. So you see the great privilege and merit of those who head and work for the community. It is my hope, the Rebbe says, that each one will bring in effort not only to get the reward, but it should also fit the opening of that verse. What is the opening of that verse? The opening of the verse is v'hamaskilim. Maskilim means those who understand, which means to become more knowledgeable, to become more understanding. The verse says, Hamaskilim yazhiru kizoyar harakia. Those who understand will shine like the shine of the firmament. How are you going to become maskilim, understanding? By adding in learning the teachings of Chabad. That gives you the real understanding, the true maskil, maskilim. And for sure, the verse that the Pasuk says, those who are maskilim, that learning and understanding Chassidus Chabad, yazhiru kizayir rekia, they'll shine like the shine of the firmament. What does that mean, like the firmament? It was interpreted in the Tikkuni Zohar in the beginning that the shine of the firmament, it includes all colors, etc. From that shine comes forth a shine of many different souls. And they are, this is quoting the Tikkuni Zohar, and they are, I'm just saying it in English, and they are the understanders, the maskilim, that they have the seichel, they have the intelligence to understand, to know the secrets of their masters. That's the maskilim. Basically, by learning the inner part of Torah, and that is the ability from the old souls to get the idea in order to know and understand their master Hashem. And since the Rebbe says one can think, whoa, apparently they needed still encouragement to learn Chassidus. This was a Chabad shul, but they needed maybe more time and invest more in Chassidus Chabad. So the Rebbe says, everything that is written in our Torah is a lesson. So if the Torah tells us Hamaskilim Yazhiru, that they will shine, it's not just telling us a story, it's a lesson. That means if there is a lesson that we have to do it, for sure it is in the ability of each one of them to do it, as the verse. It only hinges on the will, and not only that they can do it if they want, but if they do actually want it, then they get support from above with a tremendous amount of support. If you want to create and establish this learning of Chassidus, then you will get a tremendous support from Hashem, because you have the merit of the many, because you're doing it for the public. You're inviting other people. So you have the merit of the many, and that helps you. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe is acknowledging the receipt of the letter by the Fabringen. Rebbe points out it's a Rosh, it's supposed to give energy to the rest of the year, the limbs of the year, and the Rebbe says that they should increase light, energy in all matters of the shul, and the Rebbe brings down the verse that says that those who work and bring the community, they are like stars, Le'olam Vo'ed, in the Daniel. But the Rebbe says also the beginning of the Pasuk, to become maskilim, to learn Chassidus, and that's really up to them. If they wish and they want, they'll be able to do that. Not only will they be able to do that, they'll get lots of support from Hashem to help them be very successful in this endeavor.